do. Kaigoto grumbled something under her breath and turned away from us. She followed Tobo. Her rolling waddle could be deceptive when she was in a hurry. She overhauled the boy, grabbed hold of his shirt. Off they went, the old woman's mouth going steadily. No gambler by nature. Still, I would have bet that she was fuming about what foul mortals the rest of us be. I observed, Kaigoto appears to have found herself. Not one of the Nyuangbo found any reason to celebrate that eventuation. A mile later, we came across the only animal remains that we would ever find from the earlier expedition. They were piled in a heap, bones and shredded dry flesh, so intertangled there was no telling how many beasts there had been, or why they had gathered together in life or in death. The whole grim mess appeared to have been subsiding into the surface of the plain slowly. Given another decade, it would be gone. Chapter 79. The ugly dreamwalkers returned after dark. They were more energetic in their efforts tonight. The rain returned, too. It was more energetic, and was accompanied by thunder and lightning that made sleeping difficult. As did the cold rainwater, all of which seemed determined to collect inside the circle where we were camped. The stone did not appear to slope, but water sure behaved as though it did. The animals drank their fill. Likewise, the human members of the band. Runmust and Riverwalker directed everyone to fill water bags and top off canteens. And as soon as someone raised his voice to bless our good fortune, the first snowflakes began to fall. What sleep I did manage was not pleasant. A full-blown tumult was underway in the ghost world, and it spilled over into my dreams. Then Iqbal's daughter decided this would be a wonderful time to cry all night, which got the dog started howling, or maybe that happened the other way around. Shadows swarmed over the face of our protection. They were more interested in us than they had been in the interlopers of Mergen's time. He told me so himself. The shadows remembered ages past. I was able to eavesdrop on their dreams, on their nightmares. All they remembered were horrors from a time when men resembling Nyuangbo tortured them to death in wholesale lots, while sorcerers great and small spanked the demented souls until, when they were released eventually, they were so filled with hatred of every living thing that even a creature as slight as a roach was subject to instant attack, with great ferocity. Some shadows, already evilly predatory by nature, became so wicked they even attacked and devoured other shadows. There had been millions so victimized, and the only virtue in their creators was that they manufactured the horrors from invaders who arrived in countless waves from a world where an insane sorcerer king had elevated himself to near godhood, then had set out to take full mastery of all the 16 worlds. Uncounted tens of thousands of corpses littered the glittering plain before the shadows stemmed that tide. Scores of the monsters escaped into neighboring worlds. They spread terror and havoc until the gates could be modified to prevent their passage. For centuries, no